at Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. When you hear singer-songwriter John Till, you can hear his country blues sensibility. The Bloomington musician grew up in the Chicago suburbs, absorbing his older brother's Delta blues albums, including those from Mississippi John Hurt and Fred McDowell. You'll hear his influences when he unveils his brand new album tomorrow night at the Castle Theater. Till sat down with GLT's John Norton to talk about tractors, trucks, and farms.
Waking up in the morning, down Lorenzo Road.
The name of the song is Seco from the brand new release from John Till called Work Away the Day. His producer, Edward David Anderson, also in studio. John Till, welcome for the first time to GLT.
Thank you for having me.
Virtually nothing about you is online.
That's a fact.
Let me go back and say, first of all, congratulations on the album. This is fantastic.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now let me get to, there's nothing about you online. I know nothing about you. I've never gone into an interview like this where I know nothing about. I know Ed pretty well.
Yeah.
But is this a strategy of yours, or are you just
This is all intentional. This is all part of the plan.
Tell me about it. You trying to be low-key?
I think a lot of it just boils down to needing to write a biography and stuff like that, and not really... I guess it's laziness. Yep, it's got it.
it's like those cool clubs, you know, in Chicago where there's no sign, you know, and then everybody's...
Yeah. Well, exactly. Kind of could be a strategy.
It's like that.
Yeah, it's like that.
Well, Seco is the opening track that we're playing right now. I'm guessing this is some fishing hole?
Yeah.
Up by Wilmington?
It's a sportsman's club I grew up going to just outside of Coal City.
Okay.
Old family friends... We're clubs of or members of the club, and I just kind of grew up going there as a kid, and I still go there now with one of my buddies.
Going fishing all the time up there?
Every summer.
You have a favorite little nook or cranny you like to go to?
Pico Bay. That's part of the lake. It's an old strip mine that they flooded and turned into, I don't know, it's Commonwealth Edison was the club that they found it, and then it's like camping and all that good stuff.
Heading down to Seco, gonna see what we can find. Hammering that water, gunning down his 85. Whoa, we're gonna roll on, we're gonna roll on back in time.
Tidal Wave is another song on this album. This is kind of cool. It's like you're taking tender love and care of your truck. Am I hearing this song right?
Yes, you are. And it's fortunately it's not my truck. It's my buddy's truck, because it's more of a lawn ornament now than anything else. But it's an old Ford F-150. It's a little farming truck.
Well, you wrote all the songs on the album, right?
Correct.
There's a great line in here. I think I've got it right. Don't know if his hands are stained with oil or if it's blood.
Yeah.
That's a great line.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a guy who's working on his truck all the time.
That's what it is.
With a 4x4 on 4-bed Liberator. 4-bed Liberators and a good bit of love. Waste torn apart and put her on back together. So many times you can't tell whether his hands are stained with oil or his blood.
John Till, you grew up in the Chicago suburbs.
Yeah, I grew up in Naperville.
I learned that from Ed about 45 minutes ago. That's as much as I know about you. You write about songs about fishing and 4x4s and being out in the country. Were you sort of miscast growing up in the suburbs of Chicago?
A lot of it just boils down to, I was still surrounded by stuff like that. Like, we found ways to get out, and we always took long family trips into, you know, places like Seco, or which wasn't that long, it was about a 40-minute drive. Anyways, we go south and we go on long road trips to Bull Shoals and stuff like that. And yeah, my dad grew up kind of putz around on farms in Naperville when he got out of Chicago as a kid, and just kind of always glorified that type of stuff. And it's kind of what I fell into.
You fell in love with it, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Just being away from the city.
Yeah.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton, and John Till is our guest. His brand new album is Work Away the Day. Ed, I'll get to you in just a second. What happened in the winter of 10? I didn't. That's one song I wasn't quite getting, but something happened.
I don't know. Is this public radio?
We can bleep.
No, it's about the house I've been living in on and off the past 3 or 4 years. It's out on Tawana Barnes, and when it gets windy, you know, there's nothing to slow it down. There's a line in the song. It hasn't been insulated all that well. It's a 100-plus-year-old house, and it gets pretty cold up there. So what happened? Oh, I don't know.
You want to just leave it alone?
We leave it up to your imagination.
It's cold.
It's real cold.
And all the propane burned up faster than cocaine. brown liquor mill and I'll bring off from all the freezing pain.
Well, John Till, you brought your producer with you. Edward David Anderson joins us here in the GLT studios. And maybe, Ed, I'll go with you or John, either one you want to talk about. There's a depth to a room in this. I mean, the vocal especially, it sounds like an old time.
Yeah.
But with modern production values. This is intentional?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I mean, the room itself. I think John and I were playing a show together. I don't remember, however many months ago or whatever, and I was asking him, you know, if he had a record because he didn't have anything out on his merch table, and he was like, nothing that I'm really that proud of, and I was like, well, let's change that, and it really, honestly, from first time really hearing John, I kind of heard his voice being recorded in that room at Oxide Lounge. It's just a large, open kind of, it's not a huge room, but it's got big, tall ceilings, and I had recorded a lot in that room with Tire Fire and other stuff. And I just had a feeling like putting his vibe and his tunes and his voice into that room was going to be a good, you know, match. There was going to be some good things were going to happen. And I feel like good things did happen for sure. I really do. Because you can hear the depth. You can hear the sound of the room. I wanted it to be kind of an old school, kind of going with this old country blues kind of thing, an old school sound. And I really feel like we achieved that.
John, if you'll indulge me for just a second, and Ed, you wanted to produce his album.
Mm-hmm.
Did you come to John and say that?
I did.
I'd like to do that.
Yeah.
What did you hear? Don't get me wrong. What did you hear that he had been doing that you knew that you could twist it a little bit and really make it pop?
Because, well, first of all, the fact that he was out playing gigs and didn't have like a record now. He's like zero internet presence, no record on the merch table.
Poor guy, he comes up to promote his album. We're just busting his
chops. Slapping him around in here. But he didn't have a record. And I think I said, how old are you? And he's like 30. And I go, well, what are you waiting for? I believe was my response.
31.
Yeah. My plan kind of was to... Because John's kind of like me, like we play like a lot of one-man band kind of things, you know, where we're kind of using our feet as percussion, which is great. But sometimes when you're doing all that stuff, and the only reason I know this is because sometimes I'll play a gig here or there where I won't use my feet, and I'll just go out and bring a guitar. And I find like sometimes I feel like the vocal's even stronger. Or like when you don't have the other things to worry about, like you can just kind of like be more free. And what I wanted to do, and not all the songs are like that, but a good bit of the songs on this record, we went back and did, you know, percussion and stuff after the fact, and I wanted to have him just sing and play at the same time, just guitar and voice, to get the best possible vocal take that we could get, and I feel like that worked.
John, did that technique work for you? Did it?
It did. That was the first time I've ever gone that angle, and we got a lot done in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, my babe, it's come to me. Straight away, whoa, packing everything I need. She got sweet, sweet lovin', strawberry cream. That sweet old lovin' are gonna up and deliver me, yeah.
Strawberry cream.
All right.
Yeah. Sounds like a special person in your life. Is that another one you're not going to talk about?
It could be.
That's hilarious.
Well, it's a catchy number.
Yeah. It is.
Well, give us the PG version.
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to talk about this song.
It's about a strawberry blonde.
Yeah.
Well, that much I'd figured out. Either that or there's a weird thing about a dog or something. No. You know? All right.
Well, is there another one on there you want to talk about?
Well, what's one of the other one that really got my attention here? Those are the ones I marked down. Yeah, there was another one. Steal Away With Me.
Steal Me Away. That was a late night watering hole that I would like to forget about, so I just keep singing a song about it, you know, as an avenue to do that.
Well, let's play a little bit of the song.
I love the first line of this. Somebody got stuck in the jaw.
Well, out on town last night, made myself a few unfriendly. Somebody said some shit, somebody got stuck in the jaw.
This is a song you did previously as well.
Yeah. I just want another crack at it. It's hard for me to like let songs rest. Like over the years I've been recording on and off. It's just, and then I'll go out and I'll gig them for a year and I'll put, you know, miles on them, and I feel like they'll start to take hold into something that is a little more meaningful. So then there's a few songs on there that I've done in the past that I felt like I needed to redo.
I wish more artists would do stuff like that. I mean, John Lee Hooker recorded Boom Boom like every album, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, didn't he?
Yeah.
Pretty much. But it's a way to update what you're doing.
Well, yeah, and I grew up listening to the Grateful Dead, and, you know, they got 10 versions of every song. So I guess it's all their fault.
Walk Away the Day. It's brand new from John Till in studio. John, it's nice to meet you. And Edward David Anderson, who produced the album, nice to see you again.
Always a pleasure. Likewise. John.
John Till opens for Edward David Anderson tomorrow night at the Castle Theater. Both Till and Anderson spoke with GLT's John Norton. You're listening to Steal Me Away, John Till on Sound Ideas.
Don't deserve me no longer. And this tavern light deserves my last dirty dime. I'm just praying on, oh, that sweet steamship mama, take me on down on an easy river ride.
John Till on GLT. Thanks for choosing Sound Ideas on WGLT Normal. Our website is where you can find the full Sound Ideas podcast and the individual stories and interviews today from John Norton, Charlie Schlenker, Ryan Denham, and Laura Kennedy. Let us know what you think of Sound Ideas. Post comments at facebook.com/WGLTFM. Tweet about the show. Use the hashtag Sound Ideas. We're all at WGLT News. I'm at Mike McCurdy. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.
Oh, won't you please, oh, steal me away, yeah.